All right, so let's talk about these new polls. Okay, let's talk about these new polls. Now, yesterday, and this has happened before. This has happened before. And it's pretty entertaining to me. Well, it gets me aggravated. So it's not 100% entertaining. Gets me aggravated. Gets me riled up. But still, nonetheless, it is a little entertaining. And it's entertaining because you have such manipulation, corrupt in such a cheesy word is corruption. You have an obvious play for a media outlet to alter a narrative in an election. And it plays into state-run media and corporate media controlling everything that we do, not just in this country, but in the world. Now, every poll, okay, every single poll has Trump way ahead of Cruz, Rubio, Kasich, Carson on a national basis, every poll. And yesterday, out of the blue, comes a NBC, Wall Street Journal, new national poll. And of course, the shocking headline. That's what it was titled. Shock. Cruz overtakes Trump. Free fall for Trump. And you're sitting there going, what? Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd broke this. MSNBC. Shocking news. Ted Cruz, 28%. Donald Trump, 26%. Marco Rubio, 17%. John Kasich, 11%. Donald Trump's nosediving. Now, remember, this was the final poll released on a day when USA Today, Suffolk University, released their poll, which had Trump at 35%, Cruz at 20%, and Rubio at 17%. So that was released in the morning. And then Quinnipiac, y'all know good old Quinnipiac, they released a poll an hour or two later, and their poll had the headline, Donald Trump reaches new heights. Donald Trump steamrolling. He had 39%. Marco Rubio at 19%. and Ted Cruz at 18%, followed by Kasich at 6, Jeb at 4, and Carson. So that came out. And then CNN put out their brand new Atlanta poll, which had Trump at 42%, Cruz 23%, Rubio 14%, Bush 9%, Carson 5%. So that was the news of the day. The news of the day were those polls. There was also a few local South Carolina polls that released the other day, say Tuesday night, that carried over to Wednesday, and people were talking about them, and they all showed Trump at a 20-point lead in South Carolina. So NBC / Rupert Murdoch put out a poll that is completely, completely opposite. Completely opposite than all the other polls. And that becomes the narrative. That becomes the narrative. That becomes the narrative for the town hall that took place between Cruz, Rubio, and I think Carson. I didn't even watch it. I just watched bits and pieces of Cruz and Rubio. I was falling asleep. But that became that narrative. As Anderson Cooper goes, well, congratulations, Ted. Congratulations. You are first place for the first time. So you had two polls released prior to the Murdoch poll. You had, I mean, think about it. You had Quinnipiac, Cruz is in third place. You had USA Today, Cruz is in second place. So those two polls are released in the afternoon. And then you had Rupert Murdoch's poll, which shows Cruz somehow in first place. And that's the story. That's the narrative. Well, congratulations. You're in first place. We're going to dismiss the South Carolina poll where you're getting crushed. We're going to dismiss the Quinnipiac poll where you're getting crushed. We're going to dismiss the USA Today poll where you're getting crushed. We're just going to congratulate you on the one poll that has you winning. Well, how's that feel? What a bizarre media takeover. Seriously, what a bizarre media takeover. Absolutely bizarre. So that was the narrative. When Ted Cruz had a rally in the afternoon, he comes out and goes, well, everybody, we are first. Again, the narrative. Off of a poll from Rupert Murdoch. When Donald Trump was doing his town hall, what came up? Joe Scarborough says, hey, Donald, did you see that new poll? You're losing. Trump kind of had that look like, what? What are you talking about? Every single poll that came out today, I'm crushing it. Well, this poll, Wall Street Journal, has you losing. Again, the narrative. And it's funny because the NBC poll when it was conducted, and they try to play this, well, it was conducted entirely after the debate on Saturday. These other polls, some were conducted after the poll, some were, or the debate, some were conducted before the debate. So out of the 1,300 people in the Quinnipiac poll, some were asked before the debate and some were asked after. Our poll was done after. And then the information they leave out, or at least the news outlets leave out, they couldn't leave it out. They had to kind of spill the beans a little. And it was done in a way where you kind of just say something and you just brush your, that type of thing. Or when the drug companies have the commercial and then at the fine print on the bottom of the commercial, it's like, this drug could cause all your hair to fall out, your testicles to shrink, to have gimp arm. And you can't really see that. But you know what? It's there. You can see it if you really, really try. So they're not lying or being dishonest. They are telling you the side effects. So the Wall Street Journal had to say they conducted the poll just a little bit different. So the article that is in the New York Times says, the Wall Street Journal NBC News poll noted that its sample of 400 Republican primary voters consisted of more people who consider themselves very conservative. So the sampling was different. And then it continues, this likely gave Cruz a boost of about 3 percentage points. So if they're admitting that it gave Cruz a boost of, say, 3 percentage points, that means it's more like 8 or 9. That's what it means. That's what I mean. How does one get away? How does one get away with doing something like this? And I know the media, whether it's the Fox, NBC, Politico. I know people look at them all as being shills for corporate interest and different political parties. But now we're at a point where no one hides it anymore. I know we talked about this before. I know we talked about this a few days ago. But there used to be this hide-and-seek type of thing. It used to be, all right, you all know that we're in the bag for Clinton, or we're in the bag for Bush, or we're in the bag for Democrats. But here's the thing. We're going to hide it. Okay? We're going to hide it. And you guys can seek the information that will link us to this bias. So it's a game, and we're going to play the game. And we're going to do this year after year after year after year. Well, now there is no game. It's like, yeah, so we're not going to hide it anymore. You know it. I know it. So what's the point of hiding it? We're just going to do it. And for all the sheep, for all the people that are just nothing more than sheep, they will get sucked in and they will buy it. Those of you who are not the sheep, you were never really our targets in the first place, because you're onto us. You've been onto us. You watch everything we do with skepticism. Same thing with reading everything that we make. I mean, this poll was just straight up, all right, we're going to just mess with everybody right now. That's it. We're going to mess with everybody. We're going to put out a poll, and we're going to skew it. I mean, what did they do? Did they just take 400 voters from the most Jesus-y, Bible-y area of Iowa? I mean, seriously. When you have to say, we went and took a sampling of very conservative, and yes, we'll admit, it definitely gave Cruz a boost, but only a couple points. When you're saying that, you're basically admitting that you went to hardcore Bible thumpers. Hardcore Bible thumpers and went, so do you like Cruz or Trump? Because you notice no one else's numbers moved. No one else's numbers moved. And yet, Rubio is the person that everybody says is on the rise. His debate performance. I mean, if think about this. If you're going to try to tell us that these numbers are the direct result of Trump's debate performance, then Rubio's numbers should have went way up, because everybody said Rubio won the debate. Everybody said Rubio won the debate. Everybody said Rubio won the debate. But somehow, Rubio didn't get a bump in the Wall Street Journal Rupert Murdoch poll. Everybody else basically froze except Trump and Cruz. Everybody else froze except Trump and Cruz. At Quimbiac has Rubio rising. The South Carolina polls have Rubio rising. It's just amazing. It's amazing. Like I said, it was all about trying to change the narrative, infuse a new storyline, and get people worked up. Because remember, that Iowa Fox debate. Remember I said, the game's going to change. The game's going to change because Fox is not going to have another debate for quite a while. Trump's not going to do the Iowa debate. And he's not going to do a lot of Fox programming. He'll still do a little O'Reilly, or, you know, he'll do a little Hannity. But this dust-up with Ailes, this dust-up with the executives is a game-changer. It's kind of like, let's see what happens, because I've got New Hampshire coming up, and I'm huge. I've got South Carolina coming up, and I'm huge. And then I got Nevada coming up, and I'm huge. And if I win New Hampshire, if I win South Carolina, and I win Nevada, the race could be over. And then you guys are going to need me. You guys are going to have to come to me. You guys are going to have to do everything that I want, because I'm the only man standing. And that's really where we are. Because if you watch Fox News, if you watch Murdoch's programming, every single show, they bash Trump. Even the shows that Trump goes on, even when Trump goes on Hannity and does like a little 5-minute segment, the rest of the programming is devoted to people destroying, bashing, doing everything they can to rip Trump to pieces. So that's the strategy at work here. That's the strategy where the establishment knows this is their last shot. This is their, because let's face it, and I said this before, normally, after somebody wins New Hampshire big, people start getting out of the race and start saying, it's done. It's over. That person is going to be the nominee. But here we are in South Carolina, and we still have 5 guys. Now, whoever doesn't finish 2 should be out. And when you look at the polls and you have Ben Carson at 5% in South Carolina, and he's not even on the map, so to speak, in Nevada, Carson should be out after Saturday. If he doesn't win, he should be out. Bush, if you want to go by the Wall Street Journal poll, is at 4%. But in the CNN South Carolina poll, he's at 9%. But if Bush doesn't win or come in second, and he brought in his mom, he brought in his brother, he brought in his sister-in-law, if he brought in all these people, and he can't win or come in second, he's done. Because he's not even registering in Nevada. And let's face it, you can't lose Iowa big. You can't lose New Hampshire big. You can't lose South Carolina big. And you can't lose Nevada big. And convince everybody that gives you money that you're going to win eventually. No. So all intents and purposes, Bush done. For all intents and purposes, Kasich should be done. He's nowhere at the top of the polls in South Carolina. And if he can't win in South Carolina, if he can't win, or come in second there, it's done. Well, he ain't going to win in any of the other southern states. Come on. And let's face it. if Rubio or Cruz, if either of them come in third, they should be done. Because both of them have an advantage in South Carolina. Both of them have an advantage in South Carolina in the sense of this. Evangelicals and Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, and Trey Gowdy. So each of them have an advantage that Trump doesn't have. You have something like 65% evangelicals? You have Bible thumpers in South Carolina. And if they don't vote for Ted Cruz, what's his path? Ted Cruz is no different than Mitt Romney, or no different than Mike Huckabee and Rick Santorum, like I said he was. Iowa, huge Jesus crowd. Iowa, put all your eggs in that basket. Do everything you can. Win Iowa, and hopefully that will propel you on down. But it hasn't so far. So if Cruz finishes third, what's his path? Because he's way down in Nevada. So now you have somebody that wins Iowa, just like Rick Santorum and Mike Huckabee, and then loses New Hampshire, loses South Carolina, loses Nevada. Oh, but he's ahead in Texas? And then flip it to Rubio. Flip it to Rubio. If Rubio, with the governor of South Carolina, senator of South Carolina, congressman of South Carolina, and two people, when I'm talking about Gowdy and Scott, that are all over television. Nationally, people know who they are. Remember, Trey Gowdy's the one that's got the faux hawk, the gray faux hawk that screams at Hillary Clinton. Rawr! If Rubio can't play second, Carolina, and he's got the full support of the governor, senator, congressman, and he comes in third, he's gone. Like I said the other day, any other primary coming out of Saturday, it's a two-man race. That's it. That's it. And that's being generous because Trump is so ahead in Nevada. But coming out of South Carolina should be whoever's number one and whoever's number two. End of story. End of story. Absolutely end of story. With everything that's been going on in South Carolina, with attack ads from everyone. Trump, Rubio, Cruz, Bush. All the money spent. If at the end of Saturday, you have Trump by 10, 15 points, Rubio, distant second, Cruz, right behind him, followed by Bush, Kasich, and Carson, it's done. It's over. It's done. It's finished. And Fox knows it. Murdoch knows it. Murdoch knows it. Trump knows it. And they basically made an agreement without making an agreement. And that was, okay, you did what you did. Now we're going to do everything we can to bury you. And if you make it through Saturday, if you make it through Saturday, then we call it a truce. We get on the same page and we get it ready to beat either the socialist or the liar. That's what happened. That's the agreement. That's the agreement. And the low blow, that Hail Mary, that face mask, that penalty at the end of the game was Murdoch going, hey, check out our new poll. Look, Trump's losing. The funny thing, CBS, and this will wrap up our story. CBS released a poll this morning, a national poll this morning that has Donald Trump at 35% and Ted Cruz at 18%. Seriously. Doesn't that just cap it off? USA Today Wednesday, Trump 35, Cruz 20. Quinnipiac Wednesday, Trump 39, Rubio 19. Wall Street Journal, Cruz 28, Trump 26. Thursday, CBS, Trump 35, Rubio 17, or Cruz 17. Come on, man. Come on. Murdoch, come on. Come on. Man. And then, of course, Rubio and Kasich tied at 12 and 11. I mean, it's not really tied, but pretty close. And then, of course, Ben Carson at 6% and Jeb Bush at 4%. I mean, enough with Jeb Bush already. Enough with him. So that was the Rupert Murdoch Fox. Remember, just so you guys realize, Wall Street Journal is News Corp. That's Rupert Murdoch. That's Fox. Just so you're clear. So you're like, why does he keep saying Rupert Murdoch? Why do you give it's Murdoch. It's News Corp. That's Fox. Okay? That's why we keep saying Rupert Murdoch. So that was the kick to the balls. Can I say balls?